Blog Talk Radio.
Wish I had more time to tell you of my life, wisdom, wars, and trials. Oh, try to raise you right. Wish I had more time to say I was inspired by the man. Did I tell you I was proud? Remember the storms in the summertime? You sat on my shoulders under the sky. These are the moments you find when you reach for a lost goodbye.
To Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We are live, folks, on a Thursday night, and we're glad you're here also. We have Psychic Little T is here. She's going to be taking your phone calls. So dial on in now for psychic free readings. All you got to do is dial into the show, 347-884-8245, and press the 1 on your phone to get in line, okay? Very important to press the 1 on your phone so we know you're calling in. Chat room is open except for little T. Get yourself out of there. I don't like my guests in there because it'll disrupt your flow of the show. And I've been doing this almost 10 years, so I kind of know. Crazy and whatever, just won't even go there. But anyway, everybody else, come on into the chat room and say hello. Coming up in the next hour is medium Vincent Pace, the only medium that has been able to give me the time of death of my dad over 40 years ago. Not just that, but the last several minutes of what was going on. That after all these years, we were in mystery of. So really another great guest. That's next hour. So stay with us here on this evening on the show. We're glad to have you here. And great song to start with there. I love that song. And if you're new to Journey in Light, make sure you click on the follow button top left of the screen. And don't forget about our homeless mission. If you all can support and make a donation of helping those less fortunate than ourselves, please give a donation. The link is on the show page, the GoFundMe link, and also the PayPal link if you rather use that. So there you go there. But having a little trouble with my phone as far as uploading my pictures to Facebook of the folks we help. And that's the reason you haven't been seeing as many pictures lately. So trying to work on that, trying to get there, but the mission continues to help people. And this weekend's coming up. Tomorrow, Friday, means the homeless mission. I spend a lot of time Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Obviously can't do it so much during the week because I'm here with all of you guys. I'm working on the radio show. But anyway, we'll talk more about that next hour. But we're going to be talking to Little T as she goes by, and always have great conversation. And then again, be taking your phone calls here on the show as well. Hello, Kimmy in the chat room, my dear friend. Sending you much love today. Hope your day was a little bit better. And lastly, I just want to say, if you weren't here in the afternoon show that we had one, I just wanted to say, if you can, spend a second and send a prayer out to Julie's, her guy in her life. He's going to be all right, but he's in a really terrible car accident. And he was on a motorcycle, and a car didn't see him, wasn't looking, and I don't need to say any more. But definitely need some prayers his way. So I know this is definitely a prayer for a group that prays. So I know you guys would... So, yeah, thank you. All right. So, and so this is the last live shows tonight, and then I'll be back live starting the new week off on Sunday night. So, hope to see you back then. So, hope everybody has a great weekend. And now let's get to the phones as you guys are calling in. And don't forget to press the 1 to speak to Psychic Little T. We'll be taking calls in just a little bit, but it's important to get in line. Otherwise, you might be caller 15. It's kind of hard to get caller 15. Of course, if you donate, we bring you the first line as a big thank you. But anyway, let's bring on Psychic Little T to the show. Hello, Little T.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Yeah!
All right, crowd gets a little ornery. You're so excited when you're here. So
I'm excited too.
Yeah, I know. It just builds all week. You're like inches away from me in the chat room every night. I appreciate you being there. So,
me and Kimmy have become like internet sisters, and she's wonderful. I know she's been having a rough time. I just wanted to give a shout out to her that, you know, we're here for you.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I told her that yesterday, and we're going to be here for her. And we got the whole family, so we'll take care of Kimmy. So, yes, definitely. So, she's a sweetheart. So are you. So,
thank you.
what are we talking about today? You always have great topics.
I don't really have a topic, but I wanted to let your listeners know that I'm running a special. If they have the app called Venmo, it's V-E-N-M-O. I'm doing readings, $10 for 10 minutes. And I'm going to donate a profit or proceeds. Let's try this again. A portion to your homeless mission.
Oh, thank you. Venmo, is that what you said?
Yes. It's V as in Victor, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, O as in octopus.
Okay. I'm trying to pull that up. I never...
It's in the app store.
Okay. Is it? I guess it would be online too, but yeah.
No, it's on a cell phone, or I guess it's online.
Uh-huh. Okay.
One of my friends had told me about it, and he's a barber, and he uses it for his clients, and he told me that I should download it. And, of course, my username is Psychic Little T.
Okay.
So I'm hoping your listeners get the word out to let them all know that I'm doing $10 for 10 minutes. And, of course, I'll be donating a portion to your mission.
Okay, so when they go to Venmo, because I want to know how to promote it and everything, so they log in first and then they pull you up, is that right?
Yeah, they sign up and they can go to the search and put in Psychic Little T, and a picture of my kitty cat will come up.
Okay, so I know
and it says either request money or send money. I can't look at it right now because I'm on my phone, obviously. So...
Okay, so through there, they can go ahead and place the order. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, great. So 10 minutes for $10, that's very reasonable.
Yes, it is. You know, I'm finding a lot of people are having money problems, and, you know, I'm trying to help out any which way I can.
Yes. Well, I know it's where your heart is, so that doesn't surprise me. And you're right. I mean, it doesn't – yeah, people always have money problems, and especially people in need, people that are having troubles.
Also, another topic I wanted to talk about, too, was taking time for yourself. Like, I know you're a workhorse, too, just like I am. But sometimes we just need to take a breather and say, look, I need to take 5. So I know my son right now has a sinus infection, so he'll be home the next couple of days on medication. And I know you've been having a rough week, too. And my back finally said, enough is enough. I can't do this.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of taking it easy, too. But... you know, one thing I just wanted to say is listen to your body because it knows when enough. You know, you can keep pushing it, but it's not going to be a good result at the end.
Yeah, and that's a great point to talk about because it affects everybody, and especially people that are going through stressful times. But I've experienced that, yes, and some of my, you know, folks who know me close like yourself and some others know this. I've been going through this because I really have found myself last several weeks really pushing myself on this, you know, homeless mission because it means so much to me. And it's really taken, I, you know, pushed myself this weekend to do a Friday show, which my body always says I need 2 days away from the radio to make it balance because during those 5 days I do shows and working on the shows, I mean, it's very hard on me. It really is. And just, I think it's just the work. I think it's this, the amount of, you know, just the people, because I just, anybody that's needing help, I just dive right in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I am and the way I'll always be, but it takes a toll. So I think that's a lot of us. So you're 100% right, and experienced some more of that last night. I just pushed myself yesterday again on different issues, and last night I paid the price again. But I feel better right now, and Friday's right around the corner, right? Tomorrow.
Yeah, a couple hours away.
Yeah. See, my Thursday is like my Friday since
Right.
You know, I start on Sunday, so I really like it like that. So.
You know, I have to tell you, I've been in the chat room the last couple of weeks, and you've had some really amazing guests on your shows.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I agree with you. They are, and that speaks for them. They are really amazing, and we have had, and I think the audience agrees with you, because we've had some really, you know, though you wouldn't see it in the chat room, because the chat room thing comes and goes as far as popularity, mm-hmm. and right now it's not, but chat rooms in general are not all that popular as they were. As Kimmy would tell you, when we first started, they were extremely popular.
Oh, I remember.
You would have 50, 60, oh yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, we've had a lot of, you know, so if you have good audiences, I mean, good guests, like you said, you will see that as far as how many people come. And these evening shows, we've had, you know, a great number of people, you know, and a huge amount of people on the phone. So,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I did want to say, I don't know if the listener that called in yesterday, the military gentleman, I did just want to say, when he was talking to your guest yesterday, that I felt that he should be helping ex-veterans or veterans, however you would word it. I don't know if he's listening. I hope he is. So, felt the need to kind of let him know that that's the way that I felt he should have went. Whether he hears the message or if somebody can get him the message, then I would appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He might be listening or later on. So,
right.
That's the thing. People that are, you know, involved in the show as guests and stuff, they all think, you know, all the listeners are live, but really that's changed, because this is a demand society, just like our TVs, everything's on DVRs, you know, just like every
mm-hmm.
program I watch is all recorded. I rarely, unless it's a sporting event, I don't watch anything live, but same thing here. Everybody goes, you know, diving into the archives when it's available for them. So,
right.
Makes sense.
Well, some of my family members do the same thing, because they have other obligations that they have to do, and they're like, well, I'm not available.
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, you got me for the next year, so, you know, at least hit one or two shows.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the thing, and that's the beauty of archives. And some radio shows, I know a lot of them, who either don't offer archives or to listen to the archives, you have to be a member, which costs money. There's plenty
mm-hmm.
of programs that are like that. And that really hurts the show, and it hurts the guests, because they're not going to be heard that much. I mean, if it's just live or nothing, oh, my goodness.
Right.
I can't tell you how many people you would miss out on.
And you seem to have a lot of diehard fans, too.
Yeah, they've been here a long time, which I appreciate. And they love the show, and I love them. And, you know, it's a family. It's a family. So,
well, you're ready to get to some calls? But one thing I just want to say to the listeners is, please keep an open mind, because I don't like delivering bad news, but sometimes people need to hear it from somebody they don't know.
Yes, it's kind of better that way.
Yeah, I just want to keep an open mind, because what you may be calling for, the spirit may have something else completely different.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're in tune to the next guest coming on, Vincent. He's the same way. He's like, you know, I'm going to tell you what I get, and that's all I can do is tell
yes.
you what I get. I can't, you know, I can't reel in certain people like you, you know, come on and like, hey, I want to speak to Elvis. I'm like, okay, here's
right.
Elvis.
Yeah, well,
you
the
know,
last young lady last week that I spoke to, I felt really bad, but I'm not going to lie, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm like, wow. But, you know, this is part of who I am. And, you know, just because I don't have, like, roses all the time. And, again, you know, some people need to hear what they need to hear. Trust me, I've been through enough troubled waters myself. So where I'm like, okay, God, can you help out here a little? and then it comes through literally like 2 hours before the money's due or whatever the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, thank you.
Right. I totally understand that. So, yeah. So, I mean, if we were to say, you know, bring in Elvis like this. Like, oh, my God. We got Elvis. I could do a show like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Elvis could be in Tennessee. Elvis could be in California, according to the tabloids.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a time, long time ago, I used to wonder if that was true or not when it was new and, you know, like it really sounded as a possibility. Like, oh my God, is it true?
Well, it could be because all the Elvis impersonators.
Yeah. You wonder. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines here with Psychic Little T. So dial on in 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. And there you go. And Kimmy says she loves your energy. So that's really nice. So
I told her last night she's my sister from a different mother.
Yeah. She's my sister, too. So, and if folks are wondering how you get into the chat room, I guess I should quickly explain because it's very easy.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. My God. Well, if you pull up the radio page, click on the show on Journey into the Light with Psychic Little T, below the audio, the chat room will pop up. So you need to create your own account so you can chat, so you actually have a name. Otherwise, you'd just be a guest, and you can't, you know, type it there. Is that right? Any other tips you want to say since you just created
an
account?
Yeah, if you're a guest, you can type in the chat room. You have to register a username for you to – and be careful because it likes to log you out and not tell you. I've had that happen.
Does it? I don't – it's been so long since I created an account.
Okay.
So, okay, great. All right, and let's go to our first call, area code 705. Thanks for calling in. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Faye. I'm calling from Ontario.
Hi, Faye.
How are you?
I'm good. I gotta say, you have some great energy going on.
Oh, that's good. I pray.
When as soon as you said your name, like I got chills down my spine.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay,
well,
I'm sorry.
Before
I get off track with your question, I apologize.
Okay, I have no problem. I have one person in mind. I want to know if you see long term with this person, a future with this person.
I feel I am on a seesaw right now.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I don't see a long-term relationship. I feel there's troubled waters. But I feel shut down. Like,
mm-hmm.
You're tired.
Like, I'm shut down?
Yeah. Like, you're just tired.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're just ready to say enough is enough and to go. I don't know what's going on, but that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, yeah. And your feeling is for right now, right?
Yes.
Because that's exactly how I feel right now, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But
okay, sounds good.
By the way, it's making me feel, go with your gut instinct, Shay. Like, you know what you need to do. You just need to put it in action.
Yeah.
There's no point in holding on to something that doesn't want to be kept.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have a beautiful soul.
I know.
And you're
Thank
a giver.
So yeah.
It's time to stop giving to the person that keeps taking.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
I mean, whew, wow, that was deep. But Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, say your prayers and God will answer them when he's ready. Like I said earlier, take some time. Go get a pedicure. Go read a book. Go sit under the tree and watch our flower grow, because you can think how God created that. And, you know, just take some time for yourself. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
But I wish you the best of luck. And if you would like to get deeper into, you can contact me and I can do a private reading.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. And again, if you want to contact Psychic Little T, you can do it several ways. Her website is listed right here on the show page, the link. Phone number for Psychic Little T, I can give that to you as well. It is 609-320-7912. And tell the folks again about your special there, Little T.
I have a special going on. It's $10 for 10 minutes on Venmir. It's V as in Victor, E as in Elephant, N as in Nancy, M as in Monkey, O as in Octopus.
Okay. And we'll get a link up there for next week's show. So that's up there as well for the folks. And let's go to our next calls. Area code 530, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
What part of California?
I'm in Chico.
Okay, I used to live in Sacramento and Orange County.
Yeah, not too far. About
That's
an hour
awesome.
And a half.
Yeah.
It's nice up here, though. It's good.
I was good until the earthquake hit before I left.
Yeah,
but
that's not a good thing. I'm worried about L.A. and San Francisco getting some bad ones coming up soon.
Yeah, I have a good friend of mine that lives there. But anyway, what's your question?
I was just wondering if you see anything coming up and changes in my career.
Are you in marketing?
No.
Okay. Are you looking? Because that was the first thing I heard was marketing.
Oh, marketing is what you heard? I'm actually a nurse, but I'm temporarily disabled. I'm hoping it's temporary, and I'm in school right now. But I don't know. I won't be able to do the physical part of nursing, so I'm looking into other stuff.
Okay.
And I was wondering just kind of any insight on what you thought might be good.
Are you getting the disability from? I'm not trying to get too personal. Okay.
Yeah, I am. I'm on Social Security.
Okay. Yeah, I really feel like marketing, I don't know. I'm not, like, getting anything else, but it could be, I don't know what areas, like, I'm so confused right now, what areas you're looking at.
Yeah, I'm just kind of open. I mean, nursing is what I've done for a while, and I'm in school for it, but I don't know.
So if you're a nurse, are you going to school to become a doctor?
No. I'm just going for my master's degree right now.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of looking for jobs that might be not physical, or if I need to go a different direction altogether.
I really feel you need to go a different direction.
And I'm open to that. I was just curious if you had any insight into, like, what?
Well, I mean, I love that you're great on the phone, but I'm not really picking up what they want you to do. So that's why I'm like, wait. And maybe that's why, because you're so open to it.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you honestly like to do? I mean, have you had any thoughts besides saying, okay, I'm just going to sit here and wait for a job to knock on my door?
No, possibly something more of the lines of like a health coach or just someone that kind of, for people to talk to, just maybe some get a few counseling classes and that sort of thing, where I would just kind of be more of like the holistic part of healing instead of just the hospital and physical part. Looking into something like that, maybe.
Have you thought about maybe a home nurse?
I can't do the physical part of that either, because actually the home health nurse is even harder, because you got to climb steps to get in their house, and I'm paralyzed on the left side, so I can't really go into any of that stuff. And I don't have enough experience for telehealth yet, but so that's why I was thinking maybe more along the lines of just kind of doing my own thing, possibly over the internet or something, where it's more like health coach, but I would have to kind of do it myself.
Right. You know, maybe that's the part of the marketing. Maybe you're going to be marketing yourself.
I was thinking that too when you said that. That's why I was like, you know, I don't know. I really don't know, but
well, you know, they give me different terminologies, but it's a ballpark figure, so I got to try to figure out what they mean.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I was like, wait, she has to know.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea I'm shooting for, but I really don't know if how that'll work out, or if I should be looking more for like an actual job in a hospital where I could be working with stroke patients and doing like even more like support group stuff through the hospital, but without having to do patient care. That's the hard part. When you get those jobs, you also have to do the physical part too.
Right.
Can't do that, so...
No, because
when
you said that, I went back to the home nurse that I had about a year ago. I had my appendix taken out because it basically ruptured.
Uh-huh.
And I had got an infection, and they had sent a home nurse. And all she did was, like, take my blood pressure, take the blood, and but I don't know exactly what goes into all that.
It's just the physical part, and I'm left-handed,
right.
And my left hand is paralyzed, and I wouldn't be able to do a blood pressure or any of that. It's, like, really kind of weird, but even the basic skills I couldn't do anymore. I would need more of a desk job with a computer or that sort of thing. Like, but even in home health, when you do get the position where you're the manager, you still have to go out in the field, and that's the part that would be really tough for someone to want to hire me like that. You know,
well,
I mean, I know there's ADA stuff involved, like where I have rights and everything, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to put an employer through that either, you know, because I literally, climbing stairs and stuff like that would be difficult, and, you know, it would just be hard. Even getting out of a normal chair would be difficult in someone's house, so even if I didn't have to do much for them, it would just be getting to them that would be tough, you know?
Well, then you already, and I already answered your question.
Yeah.
But I must say, I'm left-handed too, so welcome to the family.
Yeah, huh? Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, and best of luck. You know, let me know what happens.
It's all going to work out for the best. It's going to be good.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. You take care. Bye.
You too.
Okay, thanks for your call. Again, you can call on in to speak to Psychic Little T, 347-884-8245. And let's go to our next call. Let's go to Laura in New Jersey. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the other woman, and I kept thinking about nursing informatics. That's on the computer, and that's the latest thing. So if she's still listening and she's in college, she should be looking into that field, because it's really a hot field in the hospitals right now.
Well, thanks for your help. But what's your question? No, I love it. I absolutely love when people help people.
Well, hopefully she's still listening.
I'm sure she is.
Good. Okay, so my question, I'm looking for a job, and a friend of mine reached out, recommended me for a job with her company, and that's in Delaware. And then there's another job with the same company in D.C., and there's also another opportunity in Maryland. And I was wondering if you see me getting any one of those jobs or something completely different.
No, I feel DC is really good. I don't know if you're ready to relocate, but it feels really good with DC.
The DC job?
Yes.
Well, I would want to move eventually.
Okay.
But the DC job, that's only a 12-month contract. And so they're all contracts.
Okay.
Where would you see me moving to? Like maybe
no,
Denver,
I feel
Denver?
It's going to be, no. I feel
no.
The DC contract is going to be longer.
Okay. So then moving-wise, maybe moving to Maryland area? And driving into D.C. every day? Do you have any idea where I would move to?
I'm not getting that 3 months. I don't know how long you've been doing this process, if you've even started it, but 3 months, I'm not exactly sure where you'll be moving to, but you'll be moving. So
I'll
I
be
think,
moving.
Yeah.
But the move is going to be in 3 months. And until then,
yes.
I would just travel into D.C. every day.
And that's one heck of a drive.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering if I could take the train in every day, and maybe I can do that.
Are you in South Jersey or North Jersey?
South Jersey.
Me too.
What?
I'm in South Jersey too.
Oh, you are?
Yes. You have to go to my website.
I will. I will do that. I'll check that out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is amazing. Yeah, I definitely will check that out. So, do you do in-person readings then?
Yes.
Great. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, I will definitely check it out.
I accept text messages and phone calls, and just if I don't answer the phone, please leave a message.
Okay, I love that. I love that. So the job in D.C., see, that would be really successful for me. Everything
yes.
would go really smooth.
Yes.
All right, great.
And I think you really want that one.
I don't know what I want. I just know I need a good job, and I want to move. I want to move by the water. I want to
okay.
be on the water somewhere. So I know I was thinking about Glen Burnie or something in Maryland, maybe somewhere around there. I don't know, Severna. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but I know I don't want to make this commute the rest of my life. But I do need to move.
Yeah. But I'll be expecting your phone call.
You'll get it. Thank you so much. That's crazy.
Yeah, keep on smiling. It's great.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
All righty. Anybody else in here from South Jersey, go on in.
I love calls like that. That's so positive and... But I know it's the real world.
Right. Well, a couple things. First off, to the audience, if you're calling in and you would like to speak to the little T, call in and then press the 1 on your phone. Okay. We do have open lines. Got a lot of people called in. I don't know if people are some people. Anyway, if you haven't pressed the 1 yet, do it now. We can take your call. Okay. Cause I don't know if you're just listening or if you really want to have a question, we can take your question. Just press the 1 on your phone. I know a lot of people just call in to listen. That's the new modern thing is people use their phones nowadays to listen to shows more than they ever used to. In the early days, it was all just by computer. Now, most of the people listen to show by their phone these days. So that's totally flipped how that has happened. So, yeah. Well, while we wait for a few more calls to come in here, I've never been to the East Coast, you know. I've just been in the Plain States, you know, from Chicago to Nebraska to Oklahoma, and I visited Florida once and California once for a vacation. But Other than that, what is it like to be in South Jersey? I mean, is it all like city? Is it country?
Well,
tell me
they
a
named
bit.
It the Garden State back when they first discovered it, but it's not so much the Garden State anymore. They named it that because there was a lot of land, a lot of fields. Not so much anymore. It's like really city. You can go more south and find the more open fields, like the farms and, you know, the good old white corn. I think it's called sweet white corn or something like that, that New Jersey is known for. They're also known for their tomatoes. So, but I've always been on the East Coast. Well, besides the 7 years or 9 years that I lived in California. So to me, it's just home. You know, like I said in my profile, I was born in Delaware, but raised in Pennsylvania.
So is that, is it mainly all city around there, or is there any
where
countryside?
I am, yes.
All city?
Yeah, where I am. But like I said, if you go about an hour south of me, there's more country. There's the beach. It's called Long Beach Island. But it's really, since I was a kid, it's really built up a lot. There's a lot of homes on the beach, and there's some lakes where you can go fishing. And, you know, my son loves to go fishing. But, yeah, everything is so commercialized now that it's kind of like, okay, can you stop building all the buildings so we have some trees left? But I think that's a lot of different places, too.
Yeah.
But I've never been to Oklahoma either.
Yeah. Well, you know, the plain states are pretty much the same, you know, Nebraska and Oklahoma, you know, the North Dakota, you know, the Iowa and Missouri, you know, it's all just, well, I live in a city too, of course, Oklahoma City, North Park, I'm not too far from the country. I could drive a short ways and be out in the country, but I don't know, you know, people around here have the impression of Jersey being, you know, all city and just, you know, it's just a lot of crime to deal with. Do you experience any of that? A lot of that?
Oh, of course. Well, anywhere has their crime. You know, recently, a couple months ago, my car was stolen and somebody had broke into my house, stole my car keys. And, you know, by the grace of God, they found my car 3 weeks later. But it doesn't matter where you go nowadays. There's crime everywhere. But I think South Jersey gets a bad rap because of North Jersey, where, you know, it's a higher crime rate. From my own opinion, I haven't looked at the status to see, but yeah, or they look at like the show on MTV where there was a bunch, like a group of six people that would go out drinking every night and give New Jersey a bad name. So, you know, or we have like Atlantic City down here that's really popular with visitors, and I'm not a big gambler, so I don't really go down there. My niece's birthday is coming up, and she's like, oh, yeah, we're going down to Atlantic City. I was like, have fun.
Right. It's, you know, hard enough to, you know, make money, let alone throw it away. That's just, but each his own, but, you know, but I don't. But I agree. But, you know, well, I think one reason I relate to, like, you and I relate to each other just right off the bat, and even though we come from, like, two different, you know, parts of the country, is because, you know, I grew up, I was born in Chicago, and then I stayed there to about age 10, and then I went back a lot in the early years because I had a lot of family there. So Chicago is very city-like, and you have so many different ethnic, you know, races. You got the, you know, like I am, you know, German, Bohemian, and, you know, all that things all embedded. And anyway, so I've always you know, I've always been able to relate to, you know, if it's city folk or country folk. I mean, it's all people, and it's just, you know, people may talk a little bit differently, more city-like, more abruptly, because I know people in the big cities talk more abruptly, like they do in Chicago. But that's just the, how everything is there. You just, you know,
right.
So, but anyway.
You know, I can tell you, we went to go visit my niece down in North Carolina with my older brother, and she's in some little town. And every time you pass a sign, it would, like, say Statesville or Yellowville or Purpleville. I'm like, is everything a ville down here? And she started laughing, and she said, yeah. I'm like, wow. But it was something that I wasn't used to because I'm used to the city, where down there is literally country. You have to drive an hour to go to a local Walmart. And it's like a 3-hour tour because it has a one-stop shop thing in it. I'm like, wow, this is your fun, is to come to Walmart? Great. Let's go. So,
yes,
you know, it definitely
is.
Was a culture shock.
I can attest to that. That is true. Walmart is an experience. I've been around families like that. My wife's family, a lot of them are from Arkansas and Tennessee, when we went and visited a lot in the early days and stuff, and they lived in little small towns, and they're like, hey, we're going to go to this other town nearby, and they got a Walmart. And they're like, all right, I'm going too. Come on. And they just went sightseeing in there, and I'm like, hey, get the stuff you want, and let's get out of here. And they're like, hey, you know, this is a party. This is an event, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like I have more fun watching the people down there because it's so different than city life. They're like, so just walk slow where we're running past them. Like, I got a job to do, move out of my way. And I'm like, yeah, we'll get to it later. But it was so relaxing, and it was something that I definitely needed, but I loved it down there. It was quiet. So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, let's bring a caller in here. It's Kimmy from
Kimmy.
Let's bring Kimmy in. Hey, Kimmy.
Hi, guys. Oh my gosh, I love those people.
We need
aren't
more of them, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah!
All right.
See, we can have our own party going on.
Yes, we have one.
We do.
I'm so glad to hear that you're on, you know, the air, and your advice is, like, right on point. It's really good.
Thank
really
you.
Good.
That's so reassuring, because sometimes I'm like, wow. You know, I really hate delivering bad news. And when I feel like the lady earlier, when it's marketing and she's going, I don't know. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, can you give me something else quickly? And
so
I'm like, dead.
Of marketing.
And then it was crazy how the next caller was like, yeah, you should do this. I'm like, thank you, God.
But you keep it in perspective, you know, and we know it's not of us, you know, it's from a higher realm. So what comes out is what the truth is. So like you said, they have to be open to it. So I really appreciate you saying that.
Thank you so much. But can I tell you, your mom is a trip. Ever since that day. She is the feistiest little woman. And I'm like, can you leave me alone? She's like, no, you're going to talk to her. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting here tapping my fingers. She's like, no, you're going to make her feel better. I'm like, okay, what do you want me to say? And then she'll just say whatever, and I'll tell you in private chat. I'm like, and you'll just start laughing. I'm like, okay, she gets the joke. I don't.
Yeah, she was awesome, and she is so feisty for sure. And she was a little woman, you know, she only came up to my shoulder.
Well, so, I guess that's why we're alike, you know, I'm only 4'11".
Oh, yeah, you two are alike, very much so. Well, I guess I'll get to my question.
Okay.
My question to you, little T, is, should I go ahead and I think I might have asked this yesterday or some version of it. Should I go ahead and take the leap into doing
this work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
I told you that yesterday. You already knew that was coming out. You've been on point. Like, Mike, what you don't know is when we were in the chat room, she had picked up the energy from when I had the surgery almost a year ago. August will be a year since I had my appendix out, and it was a rough deal. Make a long story short, my appendix did erupt. They called it perforated, which basically there was three holes in it and was letting out infection. And when they went to take it out, it broke into three pieces. So instead of the surgery taking 45 minutes, it took 3 hours. And it was so bad where my pastor left me a nice note, and at the end it said, "You really scared me."
Wow.
So I'm like, great. How do you think I feel? God wasn't ready for me.
No, not at all. You have work to do.
Oh, I do. And I'm doing it right now, ain't I?
You are. I love you, sister. You're doing great.
You know, Kimmy, I think we should team up.
I'm not ready yet. I don't know what it is.
You are ready because you're letting it. You better kick that little devil right off your shoulder and take it out.
Yeah.
You know, you had a great reading yesterday. I was, like, so happy for you.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I really felt it as well. It was rejuvenating. It was great.
Right.
Awesome guest this week, yes. But that was my question, Michael. That's all that I had to say.
But, yes, I agree with Little T. It's time to get out there, Kimmy. And like Little T is saying, team up. I can already envision the show. Okay? Next week.
You can do a round table.
Yes.
You know,
I told Kimmy that.
And,
yes.
Yeah. I've been working on her, too. Trust me.
I'll think about it, guys.
Think about it, my foot. I know where you live. No, I'm just kidding. Mom's going to tell me where you live.
Yeah. And it's funny because I'd like do these readings in the little private little chats on the show behind the scenes. Nobody knows.
Oh, I do it too. I get hit too.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
But
yeah,
I know you live by my parents, so I might have to make a special visit.
Yeah, we're going to have to definitely team up and do dinner or something.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. We will. Thank you so much, Michael, for taking my call. Thank you, Little T. Love you guys.
I'll be
now,
in the chat room soon.
Kimmy, before you leave, envision it next week now. We have you and Little T and Pandrea, see, and Trish, see? That's a four-teamer right there.
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They are wonderful women, too.
They are. They are great. I love their energy.
Yeah, me too.
And I think you talked to Pandrea, didn't you, last week? A couple days ago? Kimmy?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Not yet.
It was Trish. I think it was Trish she talked to.
Okay, I was just dreaming. I guess I was envisioning next week. All right. I know we got to wrap and get set for Vincent here, but thanks for calling in, Kimmy.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Much love to you, Kimmy. All righty. All righty, Little T. We're going to wrap up then. And but it was a great hour. Really enjoyed it, as always. And we will see you next week for your own show here, and we'll see you in the chat. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you next week.
Okay. We'll see you then. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's Psychic Little T. And then coming up next is Medium Vincent Pace. So everybody, please redial as this show now will end, and we'll be starting up in just a couple of minutes. And talk to you in a couple minutes. Thank you.